Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We always seem to face these times in our life where we are genuinely overwhelmed with life. I wrote a blog post about that. I think it posted this past Monday, but I find myself often overwhelmed with life. And it's not like I can pick one thing and say, okay, that's what did it. And when I tend to seek help from other humans, I have such a difficult time trying to articulate what is it that has me so overwhelmed. Most often, it's not a thing or it's not a person, it's not a task. Often, it truly is just like the combination of all these smaller things in life that they just overwhelm me. Well, I think at times I need a shield that will keep me from harm, and I believe there is a great need for me to build up my strength to know how to fight against it. I think often we take things like stress and anxiety and worry, we add to it the holidays, and things seem to get really funky in our life. It's like we can't really determine what is it that's got a hold on us, because this is supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year. Why am I so stressed? Well, let me offer a piece of scripture that tends to be uniquely healing when I'm feeling overwhelmed. The psalmist wrote in chapter 28, verse 7, that the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. Now, there's about four big pictures that are happening in this one short text. It's one, the recognition that you're never going to win the battle as long as all you've got is a shield. It's one thing, you can fend it off. I know this is silly, but every time I picture this text, I see Captain America in my head. Is that not weird? I see that shield, and I see how it deflects so many things and how he throws it and it comes back to him and all that stuff. And I think to myself, I'm so glad that the Lord has a shield that is guarding me at my weakest point. But I'm also grateful that he's working on the strength that is behind the shield. You know, it's one thing to have a shield. It's another thing to have the strength to hold it, the wisdom to know where to hold it, how to hold it. I look at this and I think, but wait a minute, why is it that I get so maxed out when I hear these words? They can literally kind of fall away from me. In him, my heart trusts and I am helped. You know, when life has kind of got a hold of your throat and it's squeezing the air out of your life, what we need is help. I mean, I don't need somebody to see me gasping for air, trying to survive my day and look over and say, hey, dude, thinking about you. You know, what I need is help. I need somebody to come and grab the hands of that which has clutched me and help me be freed from it. The scripture gives me that picture. Let me read this first bit of Psalm 28:7 as I would hear it. It sounds like this. I'm so grateful God gives me enough strength that I can hold up the shield that he has given me as a gift. Because I can trust in him, every part of me, from my head to my toes, my soul can trust him. And I know I can trust him because he will, and has promised he'll always help me. Doesn't that sound like something that you desperately need every day? I mean, this sense of, okay, the shield is there, but it's not enough. I need the strength. I need to know I'm not in this alone, that I am being helped. And then right behind the semicolon where it says, and I am helped, the scripture says, my heart exults. Now, we don't run around using that term a lot, but what the scripture is saying to is my heart is leaping with joy with the fact that help came when I needed it most. Hope came when I needed it most. Strength came when I needed it most. And the shield by which the Lord has given me to fend off and to fight the good fight, it is there, and my heart rejoices. I know deep down to the marrow of my bone that the Lord is my strength, my shield, and him my heart trusts, and I have been helped. As a result, my heart is just so full. And then that last part of the statement says, and with my song, I give thanks to him. You've heard me say it 1,000 times, I'm sure, but you know, when we are grateful for what we have is always enough. I find myself, though, somehow, some way, when I am in desperate need of strength and shield, when I'm in desperate need for my heart to trust and for my life to be helped, it is in those moments of desperation I sing least, and yet it's in those moments I need to sing most. Isn't that odd? That in this moment, when I recognize God can, God will, and God does reach down and shield me and strengthen me and help me, and my heart can rejoice, it is in that moment, not when I think, wow, I made it, but it is in that moment that I offer thanks to him and I sing it. So when David is talking about this, all of a sudden it's natural for him to do the one thing that is most precious to him, music, and he begins to sing and praise God. I would say for many of us, you probably don't want to sing out loud because you might sound like me. At the same time, I believe our heart can sing, I believe our soul can dance, and I believe our mind can rejoice. And that can happen when we offer up our thanks for his shield, his strength, and his help. I trust this has been beneficial today, and I really pray that this might be a time that today you would know his shield is before you, his strength is within you. You can trust him and his heart, for he is here to help you, and then offer a song of thanks. By the way, it is that season, is it not? God bless you. I hope to see you Sunday at one of our worship gatherings at 9:30 or 11 a.m. We're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. And I want to invite you to be a part of our Wrap It Up offering. We've asked, would God be so gracious that we might be able to raise $660,000 to continue the mission and the ministry of this work in the last 7 weeks here at Sugar Hill Church? I'd love for you to help us with that and be so grateful if you could do that. And you can do it on our Sugar Hill app. You can do it online. But whatever you do, let his shield protect you today. God bless you. Bye now.